Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So the president has been seen for the first time since dropping out today. Here to talk about all of this craziness with us is Senator Tommy Tuberville, one of the greats of college football fame as well. Senator, it's great to have you on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you. It is crazy times. I'm in the swamp, and these creatures are floundering around right now.
By the way, just before I get started, I have to tell you, we just watched the movie The Blind Side the other day. My son loves that movie, and you were his favorite.
Well, that's awesome. Nobody ever thought it would be that popular, but all the original coaches were in it, and I think that made it a little bit special. But it was a great storyline, and Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award for that. Tim McGraw was awesome, so great time.
You should have won an Academy Award for that. I'm just saying, all right? I'm just saying. Where do the Democrats go from here? I mean, it seems to me Kamala Harris is a deeply unpopular candidate, and her policies are just absolutely awful.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, you didn't think they could do worse than Joe Biden. Joe Biden at least had an excuse. Kamala Harris, I call her California Harris, she doesn't have an excuse to be as far left as she is. She has the most progressive voting record in the Senate, and she believes in all that Green New Deal and no oil. She hates fracking. She has no clue about anything to do with, you know, money and finances and how we can get this country to grow. She could care less. And the one thing she is big on is she cannot stand law enforcement. She just hates authority. I don't know what happened to her when she was young, but she cannot stand the law enforcement. She was big on defund the blue. Don't do anything for them. You know, they're corrupt. And, you know, it's just the way it is. But they got them a zinger. And I'm telling you, I don't see any way possible that she, I don't think, I, you know, there, I think there's even a chance she might not even make it to the convention there when they see her popularity dive.
No, I agree with you. I actually agree with you 100%. I'm really starting to think this whole thing's a ruse here. I mean, why go through all this effort to push Biden out of the race only to replace him with somebody who loses even worse to Donald Trump? It makes no sense.
Yeah, I thought that President Biden was going to give President Trump a run for his money because people know who he is. They know he does have some problems. But the problem is, you know, the machine is really that strong out there behind Biden and Kamala. They're the ones making the decisions, the elite, Obama, you know, Schumer, Pelosi, all the people that just love power. They're making all the decisions. And everybody says, well, won't we do the 25th Amendment and get President Biden out of there? It's not making a difference because the same people that's been making the decisions for the last 3.5 years will be making the decisions until President Trump is put into office. So, man, I tell you, a socialist country with open borders and one world government and globalist, I never dreamed we'd even be close to this, but they are bound and determined to take this country over and run it right down the tubes.
You mentioned fracking. I think, you know, here we are broadcasting out of Pennsylvania, Senator, and she said she wants to ban fracking. I mean, wait till they start running those commercials in Pennsylvania. It's gonna kill her. Yeah. It's gonna kill her candidacy.
Do you think she knows what fracking is? I'm really glad she sat down and asked her, just explain that. What does fracking actually mean? And she probably couldn't tell you. It's just she's probably the most uneducated when it comes to common sense and really learning about our country and how it really operates. I know she's got a law degree and she was a district attorney, but all she did was put people in jail and let them go in the front door and out the back door again and prosecute more policemen. And basically she did criminals. She hates law enforcement. She hates any kind of authority. And right now, we need authority in this country. We need leadership. We need strong leadership. We don't need weak people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to continue to run this country into the ground.
Senator Tuberville, a lot of people are happy that the Secret Service Director resigned today, Kimberly Cheadle, but they still want answers, and they feel like they got no answers whatsoever yesterday when she testified before the House committee. We got to hold their feet to the fire, no question about it.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to a hearing with about 15 senators of what everybody's kind of dug up on their own. Because the three-letter agency, CIA, FBI, you can't trust them. The upper echelon is gone. You know, they're all bureaucrats and they're running their country to grab. This lady had no clue what she was doing. She was Jill Biden, one of her best friends. They gave her a job. She was former security head at Pepsi-Cola and Frito-Lay. Now, this is a $3 billion budget with 8,000 employees. She was in Aspen when the former president was shot at and hit, and she never went to Pennsylvania. I would have, you know, if you're the Secret Service, head of Secret Service, and a former president is attempted assassination, you're there before the sun goes down. And she's not even attempted to do it, but she needed to go. But unfortunately, they'll put somebody else in there that's worried more about diversity and inclusion and equity and all that. And it's really sad.
What are some of the questions that you still have that you want to answer to, Senator?
Well, first of all, here's this young 20-year-old that walking around for an hour and 20 minutes that they know of before this happens. He became they started questioning, well, what's this guy doing? And they had people in that building that he crawled up on. It was just, they said it was probably too hot for him to get up there. Well, I want you to think about this. 6 o'clock in the afternoon, sun is bright, it's a tin roof. It's probably 130, 140 degrees up there. How do you keep from not burning your hands? And, you know, you could probably fry an egg up there on that tin roof. He couldn't have been up there that long, but he's moving around. I want to know where the communication was from the Secret Service to the local law enforcement. There was none, I'll tell you. And that's what I have found out. There was no way of communicating from the local law enforcement to the Secret Service. Secret Service should have known very quickly, hey, there's somebody here that we're suspect of. Don't put the president out on the stage until we let you know what we're going to talk to him or do whatever. And I know these people in Secret Service. I play golf with the president. I know them personally. I walk around with them, talk to them. They're on top of their job. They just didn't have enough of them. They didn't have enough people. They were very understaffed. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier. This Secret Service director really had no clue. They did not worry about President Trump because he's at all these rallies and everybody just loves him. Never did they dream somebody would climb up on the top of a roof and take a bunch of shots at him. And but they found out real quick that this is a crazy world. There's something wrong with that kid or whoever shot the shot. But we will never find out. You know, we still don't know who shot President Kennedy. And that's been, 60, 70 years. So these people will cover it up. And hopefully if one President Trump gets elected, then he can put a group together and say, I want to know exactly what happened. We don't need this to ever happen to another president or whoever down the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's the deep state again, the deep state, which really runs this country. You've talked about this a lot. You've tweeted as much, too. And I would recommend everybody follow you on X, by the way, at T.T. Uberville. So T. Tuberville. I would recommend people following you because you talk about this stuff. I mean, you said it. You know, the deep state runs this country.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'm not a politician. I'm a football coach. And I come up here and I see how this is run, you know, but not just Democrats, but also people have been up here forever that are ingrained in how this country is run. And it should be run by the people and the elective people that come up here. And we got people that stay too long. My God, what does somebody like Joe Biden need to be up here 50 years for? That's a red flag right there. You don't need people in politics that long. So there's got to be a lot of things done up here. You know, of course, I'm just a football coach up here representing the great state of Alabama. I love every day of trying to help my people and people across the country. But the swamp and the machine is deep. It goes very, very deep. And, you know, I'm very concerned about the election, about the direction it'll go in terms of fairness. We know what they did in 2020. We know what they did in 2022 in some states that just absolutely just went haywire in terms of the election process. But we got to leave it to the states and we got to hold people accountable. But nobody ever goes to jail. I mean, if you do something wrong, you should go to jail. But nobody is ever prosecuted when it comes to any kind of federal voting law that's broken.
No, they get away with it. I mean, we know it all too well here in Philadelphia. What do you think about President Biden now remaining as president? I mean, if he can't run, should he still do the job from now until January? I mean, he's clearly not there anymore.
I'd rather him do it than this progressive left California, Kamala Harris. And again, Joe Biden's not doing this. It's Schumer and Pelosi and Obama. And the machine behind them, all these, I call them elite, but they're overseas, you call them oligarchs, but, you know, got all this money and they make decisions for them and not the American people. So, we got to get this country back. The people want a normal life. There's been nothing normal since, President Trump won and the progressive globalists just went berserk and started just throwing stuff at him, Russia collusion, trying to bankrupt him, trying to get him for everything, or you call to Ukraine, which he was exactly right. I mean, it just makes you sick at your stomach of what's going on. But people want something normal. But it's not going to happen when you got leaders like we have up here. That yesterday we had the leader of Israel, one of our biggest allies, fly in, and not one person met him at the plane. Not one person. We should be embarrassed. We should apologize to them and the people from Israel, the way they're treated. Tomorrow, Kamala Harris is not going to go to the speech. Joe Biden's not going. Patty Murray, the so-called pro tem of the Senate, is not going. You can't make it up. But I'll tell you what they'll do. If Zelensky flew in that green T-shirt and got off a plane, you'd have 100 of them out there meeting him. And this guy is corrupt, and he shut down the government. He shut down the media in Ukraine. He shut down churches in Ukraine. They're a lot more communist than probably a lot of other countries are. But we're backing this guy. You can't make all this up.
Your colleague J.D. Vance now getting the nod to be Trump's running mate. I know that's got to make you happy.
Oh, J.D., great. He's not a politician. That's what I like about him. Yeah, President Trump asked me, what do you think, Coach? I said, well, I'm for somebody that's not been up here forever, for somebody that will help you give fresh ideas and new life. He's very, very smart. You know, he didn't like President Trump 5-6 years ago, but he was brainwashed by the media, as a lot of people are. And once he started seeing what President Trump was doing, he fell in love with the policies and the way he did things and changed his total attitude towards him. And President Trump knew that, and he knew that. And he was glad to see somebody come aboard with him that believed the nonsense that this mainstream media was preaching. So J.D. will be great. He's young. A lot of people said, well, he's too young. He hadn't been in the fights. Hey, I want somebody that will fight but hadn't had to go through all this machine that goes through the chopping block up here in Washington, D.C. I think he'll do outstanding.
I'd be remiss, Coach, if I didn't ask you about Senator Menendez, since he's the senator from New Jersey, announcing today he's going to resign after obviously being found guilty for all of his corruption. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, I've got to know Bob pretty well. I work out in the Senate workout room with him quite often. They had a lot of evidence. And, you know, when the federal government comes after you, they're very seldom going to bring an indictment unless they got the goods on you. And I knew right off that, you know, almost $500,000 in your house and cash and in gold bars. And he had a lot of power up here on the Foreign Relations Committee. And it's just unfortunate for him and his family. But you got to pay the price for if you're going to get involved in something like this. But he's leaving August the 20th. And I don't know why he's waiting that long, but that's the Democrats. That's the problem they're going to have to figure out down the line.
Well, I think it's interesting how they only went after him after he crossed the Biden administration on the Iran deal. It certainly seems like up until then they were fine with everything, you know. No coincidence there.
Hey, yeah, don't go after the machine. You go after the machine, you're going to pay the price if they can get to you. And we're all like that. I don't care what they think about me. I really don't. I tell it like it is. And again, I'm for the American people and our country, and I want this thing to get back normal. And the only way we can do that is get people in office that are going to come here and do the right things. And we've got a lot of people up here that are like that, but we also got a lot of people that want to come up here and want to get on TV and want to do the things that make them popular. And being popular in politics, to me, is not the idea of a great life.
Listen, it's an honor to have you on the show, Coach. I really appreciate it. Senator Tommy Tuberville, thank you for joining us here in Philadelphia. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.